Today, we're diving into a critical topic for anyone working with AI, how the choice between vector databases and graph databases can dramatically impact the effectiveness of retrieval-augmented generation systems.
Absolutely. It's fascinating because the focus isn't just on the models themselves, but how they retrieve context. Why is this distinction so important?
Well, the article argues that when RAG systems produce incorrect answers, it's often due to missing or irrelevant context rather than weaknesses in the language model. This raises a huge alarm for companies relying on AI for nuanced decision-making.
Right. Most RAG systems currently operate like search engines retrieving text, which works for straightforward queries. But what happens when the questions get complex?
Exactly. When you ask something like, which customers need to be deleted if we shut down Product A in Germany? That's where traditional retrieval fails. The need for understanding versus mere similarity becomes critical.
So how do vector and graph databases fit into this? It sounds like they cater to different needs. Yes, vector databases focus on similarity, finding the closest matches based on data points, while graph databases excel at revealing connections and relationships between pieces of data. That makes sense. For instance, if a business wants to understand customer dependencies, a graph database might provide richer insights over a vector database. Can you give me an example?
Sure.